Well, I think we need to go back to last Thursday, really, to the day of the police shooting of Mr. Duggan. And sadly, we're reminded by events of the past. In 1985, in Brixton, the police shot and wounded a lady called Cynthia Jarrett, and that sparked the riots down in Brixton in 85. And, of course, in 1985, the police did a search on the Broadwater Farm estate, during which Cynthia Jarrett collapsed and died. And that sparked the Broadwater Farm riots. So there are previous examples of police, you know, injuring people or shooting people that leads to rioting. Now, it's my contention that on Thursday, once that shooting took place, the police should have done all they possibly could to reach out to the local community, to get information out there, to engage with them and try and diffuse what later happened.
One of the concerning things that many people have been speaking about, including the local MP for Tottenham, he was saying that after 30 years, it seems that all the trust that has been built up since those awful incidences which you talk about from the past, all that work might have been lost in one night.
Well, let's deal with that trust matter. I mean, I think it's quite clear here that local MP, Mr. Lambie, might have been overstating the amount of trust that he thinks exists there. You know, the police these days talk about their partnerships or their stakeholders. And it seems to me, through my experience on a daily basis of dealing with rank and file officers, that, you know, the police attitude is if you're not a partner, if you're not a stakeholder, then you're largely part of the great unwashed. And they don't reach out and try and engage with the majority of people.